You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Hi, this is Laser.
And this is Aubrey.
We are the Double Clicks, and you are listening to the Flopcast. Good job!
Woo!
Live from Chicken Town, this is the Flopcast, episode 377.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, yes, hello, Coin Flick.
Kevin, hi.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. Let's get right to business. You ready? Meatballs 4?
No!
Sometime later this summer, we'll get to Meatballs 4, the thankfully final Meatballs sequel. Not today, though. Just teasing. No Meatballs today. We shall go forward. That's our big summer project, though. Has the summer been good for you?
Aside from the meatballs.
Yeah, it's not counting the meatballs.
I would say yeah. I mean, the weather has only been heart-stoppingly hot a couple of times.
It's been horrifyingly hot once in a while, including a night that we're going to talk about in just a few minutes,
That's
I believe.
Right.
Yes, but no, it's been good.
Your summer's been good, too?
I guess. I've been saying this year that this year I just wanted to attack the summer, you know?
Hashtag live a little.
Don't just sit back and let it happen. Get out there and just attack the stupid summer. Show it who's really in control.
So you've gotten out there and discovered that the summer is really in control.
Yeah. It turns out it was a huge mistake because I'm being beaten down by the summer. But I've been on the beach. I've gone to the beach.
Which that is so not you.
Bizarre for me. I'm not a beach person the way you are. Right. Have you been to the beach?
Oh, yes. Lots of beautiful sunsets.
I go years between beach appearances, but I've been twice in the last few weeks.
Been out riding the waves on my big inflatable lobster. It's been good.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I'm that woman on the beach.
Yeah, well, you know, I think of the beach and then I think of, well, it's going to be the sand and the heat and the sun and what are we doing?
Right.
That said, I've been a couple of times this summer already. I was out there on the beach with Matt and with Brittany and Martha hanging out on the beach. It was delightful. One thing that struck me, though, is the seagulls. You know those giant birds they have on the beach?
Yeah.
You've seen them. And you see seagulls everywhere. You know, they live at McDonald's. Even if you're not at the beach, you'll see them circling around fast food joints.
Frygulls.
Yes, the frygulls. They're miles and miles from the beach. But the actual seagulls on the beach, can you back me up on this? Are they way bigger than ever before?
They're bigger and more aggressive than they've ever been before.
Yes! I do not remember them being this big or this angry. They're fantastic.
Yeah, it used to be that you could scare them away from your food, and now they gang up. And
yeah.
They're like vultures.
That was my experience.
Go vultures.
Just last week at the beach, these seagulls, I call them seabirds.
Yes.
I like seabird better than seagull. It's based on Marty Short in an old Saturday Night Live sketch from the mid-80s. I've been calling them seabirds ever since. But yeah, we watched a giant seabird attack these people's blanket on the beach in front of us. There was a Dorito bag or something left unattended, and this giant seabird just grabbed it and was thrashing around with it.
Yeah, once they get it in their beak, there's no hope.
It was causing such a scene that other seabirds arrived all around it.
It becomes a big birdie mosh pit.
We were delighted. That's what entertained me on the beach. The suffering of others.
It's just the same anywhere you go, Kevin.
Yeah, you're riding on a giant lobster. I'm laughing at...
It's pretty much what we do wherever we go.
Yes, yes. So that was great. Other than that, I've been hiding inside. You can tell I've been on the beach, though. Look at me.
You are...
the pastiest, whitest person on the beach.
I was going to ask you if you didn't make it to the beach. That's how pasty you are.
I was wearing a 3-inch thick layer of sunblock. I looked like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man on the beach.
Wow.
Yeah. But tonight, we're hiding inside. In Chicken Town Studios. And you know what I forgot to ask you about, Cornflake? What's going on this week for National Whatever Day?
National Whatever Day!
Usually if we're going to discuss the Karate Kid, Kevin, it's you bringing it up.
And usually we are going to discuss the Karate Kid.
Of course, if there's an opportunity to discuss the Karate Kid, we're going to do it. But
I will jump on that opportunity every time.
Yes.
What you got?
This time I get to bring up the Karate Kid because... Okay. Hillary Swank is having her 45th birthday on July 30th. So happy birthday to the next Karate Kid.
Of course.
Hillary Swank.
Swank, the next Karate Kid.
Yeah, it was her breakthrough movie.
Early role for Hillary, and then she became like an Academy Award winning actor a few years after that. But yeah, we love her best as the Karate Kid.
Right.
Next
Karate Kid versus Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah.
Where do you stand?
Clearly the superior movie is the next Karate Kid.
Indeed.
They're hanging out with monks. Like, they go to a monastery. Pat Morita has all these monk friends, so they go hang out with them for most of the movie. You had Ralph Macchio for 1, 2, and 3. Then Macchio's out. Morita is still there. And here comes Swank.
Yes.
It was terrific. Set in the Boston area, you know.
Somehow I had forgotten that.
The next Karate Kid was set around Boston. And Hilary Swank's boyfriend in the movie worked for the MBTA. That is the Boston subway system. Yeah. And there's a scene where they're talking and he's walking along on top of a red line subway car, like in a rail yard or something where he worked. And I guess they shot that part, or some of it, around here at least. They looked like real MBTA trains. I don't know, Ed would know. Ed from Smudge Awareness, our resident train expert around here. Ed, did they film any of The Next Karate Kid using actual MBTA trains? Please get back to us on that. Anyway, yeah, Hilary Swank. I don't know that I've seen her in much of anything. I saw Million Dollar Baby, the boxing movie.
Yes.
That was dark and sad.
Intense.
And I don't know that I've seen her in anything else.
Well, there's really one main reason why I like Hilary Swank.
Yeah.
Swank is a really cool name.
It's a great name.
Yes.
Yeah. She won an Oscar for another movie as well, which was...
Boys Don't Cry?
Yes. Thank you. I couldn't remember the name of that. I don't think I ever saw that.
Nor did I.
Yeah. Have you seen Cobra Kai?
Not. Is she in that?
No, she should be.
Right.
I keep hoping they're going to bring her in.
Maybe for her 45th birthday.
I believe they're going to do Cobra Kai Season 3. And I would be thrilled if they could get Hilary Swank involved. I don't know. Because Cobra Kai has been a delight. It's the Karate Kid cast today, all grown up. Here's Daniel, and here's Johnny. And, here's Johnny. Weird Al song.
I was going to say.
Well, happy birthday, Hilary.
Happy birthday to you.
That's a good one. Say, we were just speaking of Weird Al 2 seconds ago, weren't we?
We were.
And, man, what a week this has been in these parts for Weird Al fans.
It has been glorious.
So Al has been on tour this year, and this is the Strings Attached Weird Al Yankovic tour, because he's performing with a full symphony orchestra.
Yes.
Backing up Al and his regular band, there's another 40-something people on stage.
Yes.
So how can you miss that?
You can't. Right? You absolutely can't.
Yes. I went to some Al shows last year. That was just Al and his band, kind of a stripped-down performance, no video, no costumes. No parodies.
Right.
They were just playing Weird Al originals, just Al and the band, just sitting at the front of the stage, kind of casual, chatting between songs, and a different set every show. I went to both shows he did in Boston, you may recall.
You get two different sets.
Two completely different sets. But yeah, I went to like an early afternoon matinee show, and then the evening show as well, and then a third super late night show after that with not an Al show, but Al's bassist and guitarist, Jim and Steve. Did a super late night show themselves, and I went to that as well. So I had a long day with Al and his band last year. You had to miss that. I had the VIP tickets for one of those shows as well, so I did the meet and greet and backstage. But this year, I understand the idea was Cornflake's going to make up for missing Al last year. So I had tickets for the Boston show.
Yes.
But you had tickets for the earlier, like a couple of days earlier, right, New Hampshire show.
And Meadowbrook, yes.
Meadowbrook. And you and I went to a Weird Al show there many years ago.
And that was the last time I was in Laconia.
Laconia, New Hampshire, sort of a lake resort town. Lovely area.
I used to go a ton as a kid.
Oh, me too. We'd be up there every year. And that's where Fun Spot, the classic 80s arcade, is right down the road from that concert venue. So we made a whole day of it. What was that, like 10 years ago or so? That was a long time ago.
We played a lot of air hockey.
Oh, yeah. We played air hockey, all the old classic video games, and then we went and saw Weird Al. That was so long ago. That was pre-Flopcast.
It really was. You're right.
When we did that.
You might be a little disappointed to hear that I never did make it over to Fun Spot.
You skipped Fun Spot this time.
It was a consideration, but we've been talking about how blazingly hot this summer has been.
Yeah, this was a massive heat wave weekend that Al decided to roll through New England.
And Ellicottia Beach was calling, so it was me in a hammock in the shade after taking a nice cool dip in the lake.
All right. Now at the lake, are there giant seabirds attacking
you?
Yes. Yeah.
There are seabirds. They're duking it out with the ducks. The ducks. You expect to be there, and in fact, when I arrived in Laconia, I had a whole entire welcoming squad of geese. I mean, those are the sorts of birds you expect. You know, lake birds, if you will, but there are definitely seabirds, duking it out with the lake birds.
You got ducks, you got geese, and seabirds.
And seabirds.
Excellent. All attacking you.
They're angry at each other.
Fighting out amongst themselves.
They leave you alone because they're in each other's beaks.
Yeah, well, that's pretty good. So you just get to watch.
They're so mad at each other. There's definitely a birdie turf war up there.
So you had a long day at the beach watching birds fighting each other. Now you're off to the Weird Al show.
Yes.
All right, what happened?
Months in advance, Nick had bought myself and himself tickets to see this show together.
Nice.
And he had never been to see Weird Al before. I'm going to put you on the spot. Do you know how many Weird Al shows you've been to?
You know, I was trying to figure that out earlier today. The quick answer is no, I do not. I'm going to say maybe a dozen.
I think after this past weekend, I've been to maybe 5.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, and Nick had never seen Weird Al in concert, so was very excited to get us tickets for this show. And he didn't discuss these plans with Dornail, and independently, she bought herself and myself tickets to the very same show. And not just any tickets, Kevin.
Yep.
Dornail and I have seen Weird Al together before, but she's never met him.
Oh.
And she said, well, Cornflake, you and I met Dr. Demento together a few years ago. We got to meet Weird Al together.
So you've got 2 dates to the prom all of a sudden. Like Alex P. Keaton. Outstanding.
And I attempted.
And you didn't tell Nick or Dornail that you were going with the other, right?
So I didn't.
You had to keep racing back and forth between the 2 seats.
I had so many beverages.
Yeah. I'm going to go get another soda. Then you go sit with Dornail for a song. I know how that goes.
And Dornail was up pretty close to the front. She had gotten VIP tickets. She had gotten an aisle seat. So you know that Al will sometimes interact with people up in the front.
Right.
So that was exciting for her. Show was excellent. At the end, I get to find Dornail and have the whole VIP experience to go and meet Weird Al.
Yeah. So how does this go?
It was very odd. We were ushered into this area that had like a basketball hoop and a bounce house. And there was like a pizza party and candelabras. And
is this like a backstage sort of area?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Mozart was playing.
There's a candelabra?
There were candelabras all over the tables.
Was Liberace there?
No, but there was classical music playing.
Wait, so it's a bounce house, basketball court.
Pizza.
Pizza, candelabra.
And stormtroopers.
Of course.
I got a picture with the stormtroopers.
Yep, what a scene.
Yes, and then I get to meet Weird Al. I brought what we all got. Here. So if you went backstage, you got, since this was the Strings Attached tour, and there was a 41-piece orchestra, they were handing out the orchestra music.
Oh, so you have actual sheet music. This is a page of sheet music that the conductor used that night at your concert. And this was something that you got as a VIP ticket holder.
Yes.
Look at this.
For White and Nerdy.
This is a sheet music from White and Nerdy.
Yes.
Classic Weird Al song. You have page 5 and 6.
Yes, and I'm pretty sure Dornail has page 7 and 8.
I don't think I've ever looked at conductor sheet music before. This is interesting. You know, because the conductor has to keep an eye on what everybody's doing, right?
Yes.
This is a giant page with all sorts of different sections on it. As you can see, a percussion section. Look at that. Again, Ed would understand this better than we do.
It's intense.
Ed, when you're done looking up the next Karate Kid, can you explain conductor sheet music to us as well? This is quite a collector's item.
Yes.
Very nice.
This is a pretty impressive collector's item as well. Limited.
Oh, you got a giant
edition poster.
A giant poster just came out. Look at that. It's like an old horror movie, old monster movie kind of poster. But for Al, well, this is beautiful as well. Get it framed. Now, what do we have here?
Oh, this is my picture with Al and Dornail.
Look at that. Look at the 3 of you.
And Al, despite being up on stage and putting all of his heart and soul into the show, looks pretty good, whereas I look hot and sweaty from having just sat there.
That's a great picture.
I appreciate that. Look at that.
Cornflake and Doornail and Weird Al.
Because I look way overheated in that.
You're in front of the big fancy wall like you're at an award ceremony?
Yeah.
How about that?
I wore my Run With Me shirt that has a pair of scissors on it.
Yes.
In honor of the Running With Scissors album.
That is great. I got to hand all this stuff back to you now before I spill coffee all over it.
But it was a lovely night out. Not as searingly hot on Thursday. It was probably like in the low 70s in the evening and we're by the lake. No problem.
Oh, you were good.
But by this point, people were already talking about the show in Boston because over the next couple of days, it was going to be getting close to 100 degrees.
And you know, now it's my turn. Yeah, we had tickets, the mayor and I, to see Weird Al a couple of days after you did in Boston. And this is, what is it? Rock?
It's the Rockland Trust Bank Pavilion.
Okay. It's changed its name like 19 times. I call it Harbor Lights.
Oh!
Because that's what it was called when it opened in the 90s.
I see.
So one thing I learned upon arriving there was that you were there.
Yes, this was a surprise.
I see this announcement online, Cornflakes here. I said, what? This was my Weird Al show. You already had your Weird Al show.
It's true. I had definitely had my fill.
You went to the Boston show as well as the New Hampshire show. How'd that happen?
Well, you see, Kevin, my friends look at me and they go, hey, you're the sort of person who would appreciate a Weird Al show. My friend Steve put it out there. He's like, who wants to come with me to the show? Cornflake, how about you? Well, how can I say no?
Yeah.
The Rockport Trust Pavilion, which was Harbor Lights, turns out to be a really cool venue. And
this was your first time there, right?
Yeah. It seems like a really cool place to see a show.
Yeah. I think the first time I went there was for Elvis Costello and the Attractions in the mid-90s. That's Ooh, a cool show. Nice. Yeah, I've seen Elvis a couple of times there. Devo. The Go-Go's we saw there once with Kay Hanley was opening that show. Huey Lewis I went to there. Come on.
All very cool.
Yes, and I think maybe one... Oh, it was a double headliner show a few years back of Pat Benatar and Blondie with the Donnas opening.
All very, very good.
Yeah, so I've been to a bunch of good ones there. So I caught just a fleeting glimpse of you through the crowd.
I felt so bad that I couldn't come over and say hi, but I was just in a mad crowd of people that wasn't going to budge so that I could get over to see you.
By the time we spotted you, Al was just about to take the stage, so there was no time. Because I thought no one I knew was going to be there. It turned out there were several. I ran into my friend Kevin. You've seen him at Aresia. He did the Saturday morning cartoon panel with me at Aresia last year.
Him.
I got a Turkst from an old friend of mine who I hadn't seen in many, many years. My friend Mike, I get a Turkst. And it says, hi, Kevin, you going tonight? No mention of Weird Al. The message was just, you going tonight? And I knew what he meant. You know, so I said, yeah, I'm here. And it turns out Mike and Kathy were there. And these are old friends of mine from back at the Grind, back at my old coffee house back in the 90s. So we met up with them after the show. We called him 8-Track. We know a million people named Mike. So this Mike we named 8-Track. I don't remember why, but we called him 8-Track. At one point, I gave 8-Track a McDonald's hot apple pie because I had an extra hot apple pie.
Mm-hmm.
I gave it to 8-Track, and he carried it around with him for months. He made a project out of taking this pie like on a tour around America.
Wow.
Like this pie traveled, Cornflake.
That is one privileged pie.
Yeah, he carried this pie all over America. It visited several states, including Hawaii, I think. It really got around. Yeah, this pie has seen way more of the world than I have. You know, so I have a history with this guy. A pie history. The best kind of history you could have. At least a couple other friends of mine were there. And then I also got a Turkst from Panda. Our friend Panda from Good Enough Cosplay.
Yes.
One of our wonderful local costuming friends. Well, you mentioned that you ran into a bunch of stormtroopers backstage at the New Hampshire show.
Yes.
And that's, I'm guessing they were there for the finale of Weird Al show. We're not giving anything away about Weird Al show because Weird Al shows almost always end with the finale of The Saga Begins, his American Pie Star Wars parody song. And when they do that, they bring out a bunch of Star Wars costumers. They'll bring out a whole bunch of Stormtroopers and a Darth Vader.
And in this case, an R2-D2.
R2-D2 was on stage in Boston as well, which was nice. Anyway, I got a Turkst from Panda. Panda was not there, but she told me that Jason, her boyfriend Jason, was Darth Vader.
Oh, that is awesome.
I'm glad she told me because I wouldn't have recognized him. yeah, so that was cool. Turns out we knew Darth Vader up there on the stage with Weird Al. I sort of suited up for the occasion. I had my V66 shirt. You know, V66, Boston's local UHF music video channel back in the mid-80s. And Weird Al appeared on V66 back in the day.
Yes, so I remember.
That was appropriate. They would show Weird Al videos, and then they also got Al actually appeared on the station. And I also had sunglasses. But I mean, I always wear sunglasses because I'm like a vampire. But I had special Weird Al sunglasses.
Cool. Because
I was wearing UHF promo sunglasses. These were made for Al's movie for UHF. They made these goofy promo sunglasses. I wore a pair of those glasses to the show. Do you realize, Cornflake, though, that night, the night of the Boston show that you and I surprisingly were both at, that was the 30th anniversary of the release of UHF.
I did realize that.
The Weird Al movie. I don't think that got a mention during the show.
It did not.
But, I mean, Weird Al's show, aside from last year's crazy vanity tour, a Weird Al show is practically the exact same show from night to night, right? And you could confirm this because you went to back-to-back shows.
There were only a couple of songs that were different.
Oh, was there a difference?
There was.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
On the first night, they did One More Minute.
Oh, okay.
And the second time I went, they did You Don't Love Me Anymore instead.
Yeah. Wow. All right. I had no idea they were making any changes in the set from night to night on this tour. That's interesting.
And then there were a couple of other differences, but that would force me to give away the surprise of some of the jokes.
We don't want to spoil anything for anyone that's going to catch the tour further along, so we'll leave it at that. That's good to know, though. I had no idea. I assumed it was going to be exactly the same every night.
And I was excited because I love You Don't Love Me Anymore.
Sure.
So, I would have completely missed out had my friend Steve not had that extra ticket.
It's a good thing you went to both shows.
Sure is. It's totally worth all the sweating I did because holy moly.
Was there any kind of exchange between you and Dornell and Al when you had your meet and greet photo up? What'd you say? What'd you say to Al? What did he say to you?
He probably kind of giggled nervously because I think it slipped out of my mouth. I said, oh my goodness, you are my hero.
Oh, that's nice.
I didn't mean to.
That's a nice thing to say. That's okay.
I was starstruck. And it's not as, like, I have met Al before. I met him at AlCon.
Right.
And for whatever reason, I was just completely starstruck this time.
And Cornflake and I went to AlCon, a Weird Al-themed convention many years ago.
Elk Grove, Illinois.
They did three of those. There were three AlCons. I was at two of them.
I was at the third one.
You were at one of them. And yeah, Al was at the third one.
I remember seeing him pull up in his DeLorean.
Mm-hmm.
And the line that I waited in to meet him. But I did the same thing this time as I did last time.
Yeah.
Al is very generous about signing things for people, autographing things.
Sure.
And I always think this man has just like given this amazing performance on stage and now we're making him sign a bunch of stuff. Like I always feel a little bit guilty about that.
Oh yeah. Because I refused to sign anything last month after the Gods Comics show. Remember?
Yeah. You were a real diva.
Turning people away.
I hadn't ever seen that set.
Out of control.
Yeah.
We should have set up like a deluxe meet and greet package to sell like Weird Al does for the Gods Comic show.
You really could have done something interesting.
You could have gotten in a line of people to get backstage to meet me and Sean and Adam. What a thrill that would have been. Well, Cornflake, you did it. You had a wild, Weird Al weekend.
And I've had White and Nerdy stuck in my head ever since.
All right. Would you go back?
Absolutely.
On this tour?
Yes.
Wow.
But only if it's air-conditioned.
That's the correct answer. Yeah, wow, that was hot.
Oh, so hot.
Al even mentioned how hot it was.
Yeah.
He made a reference to the heat at one point during the show.
Very funny.
Yes. But we made it through. Good job.
My heat tolerance for the summer, though, is gone. I spent it all on the Weird Al shows.
See that? You're going to be like me now, hiding inside.
I was slowly trending in that direction anyway.
I'm going to get you away from the seabirds. Cornflake, let's wrap up the show in that case. This weird show of ours.
Let's do that before we melt. We're at flopcast.net. That's our website. Also on facebook.com/flopcast. At flopcast is our handle on Twitter. And the_flopcast is our handle on Instagram.
I have a quick plug before we wrap up. And that's because they beamed me up to Earth Station 1 just a couple of days ago. So I think by the time the show comes out, the latest episode of Earth Station 1 should be available, and I was up there with Mike and Jay to discuss Stranger Things Season 3. That's a fun talk. You have not seen Stranger Things?
I have not.
I know we've discussed it because I keep trying to figure out if you should watch Stranger Things or not.
I went jumping with my friend Laura before the Weird Al show on Sunday. Because I can never have adult moments.
Like on trampolines?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you think we're
just jumping down the sidewalk?
Jumping up and down on the sidewalk with absolute rage. No, we went trampoline jumping that afternoon and then went for pancakes afterwards. And she was talking about Stranger Things. And I'm becoming more and more convinced that this is a show I need to see.
It's so great. It's funny and cool. And it's kids in the 80s. And it's all these 80s references and the music. And it's really fantastic. You'd love all that. There's some really dark, scary stuff mixed in as well. There's like some horror movie kind of monster stuff that happens as well. So you have to be prepared for that.
Okay.
You can handle some dark monster stuff.
Nothing that a couple of tranquilizers can't fix.
So we're going to have Dornail standing by with a dart gun?
Yes.
Ready to just take you out? Then you'll wake up. You don't know what happened. All right.
I'll be coming too. And was I watching Stranger Things again?
That's the plan. Well, Cornflake, thanks for joining me for a little Weird Al concert report episode of the Flopcast. I have, I think, at least one more concert coming up this summer, so we have a little more live music talk coming up in a few weeks, I think.
Cool beans.
We shall do that. Possibly 80s themed, speaking of Stranger Things.
Oh. Yeah,
so that'll be good. But for now, let's get out of here. See you next week.
Peace and cookies.
The PWR Spot Show Podcast is a weekly wrestling podcast on the ESONetwork.com. We only talk about the real stuff, you know, Hulk Hogan and pile drivers. You can find us on Podbean and iTunes every Monday. You can also follow us on Twitter at PWR Spot Show and go to pwrspotshow.xyz.
Cornflake, hello. It's the secret after show. Don't tell anybody about this part of the show.
Yes, please don't.
This is a secret.
Right. And I'm embarrassed about most of the things that I say during this part of the show anyway.
These are things. So
I use this part of the show to, like, make my guilty confessions.
Yes.
And tonight's no exception.
Speaking of Stranger Things, these are the Stranger Things that you will hear Cornflake say happen on the secret after show. What do you have for us today?
Well, at that Weird Al show where I was going to see Dornail, I had one job, Kevin.
Oh.
You see, our dear friend Dornail is headed out to Fump Fest August 9th through 11th.
Oh, that's coming up fast.
Illinois. And it is the only time I was guaranteed to see her before she heads out to the Chicagoland area.
Yeah.
And there were certain badge ribbons that I was supposed to hand off to Dornail. And I was just so caught up with the geese and the lake and the Weird Al and the stormtroopers that I had them on me. And I completely forgot to give them to her.
Oh, you brought the ribbons to the show.
I did. I spent so much time with her that night, and I still just completely forgot. But it happens that TV's Kyle is going to be doing a show along with our friend Devo here in the Northeast. I've got to drive a little bit, but...
You going to New York again for a TV's Kyle thing?
I just might.
Wow.
And that way, I'll still be able to get badge ribbons out to our dear friends in Chicago who I'm not going to get a chance to see at Fump Fest. So I think problem solved. Now let's just hope I don't forget to hand off the badge ribbons this time.
Yeah, please. All right, so you're going to deliver some Flopcast badge ribbons to Kyle for Fump Fest.
Yes.
Good. And these are our Cousin Oliver ribbons. The new Flopcast ribbons have
bright yellow and wonderful.
Little goofy caricature of Cousin Oliver on them. Robbie Wrist. Kyle knows Robbie Wrist.
That's true. If we're going to get a badge ribbon to Robbie Wrist, that's probably our best shot.
See if Kyle can hook up Robbie Wrist with some Flopcast badge ribbons.
I'll do what I can.
I'm sure Robbie will love them.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the TeePublic store, which can all be found at ESONetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.